how we can draw near to God. One of my favorite passages in God's Word is found in Deuteronomy 4, verse 7. The context is, God has led his people out of Egypt and across the great desert. Now they stand ready to enter the promised land. This is the new generation of Israelites. The old and rebellious generation have all passed away in the desert. Moses has some important advice to give to them, and he reviews the history of God's previous care for them. He challenges them in Deuteronomy 4, 6 to 7. Observe God's commandments carefully, for this will show your wisdom and understanding to the nations, who will hear about all these decrees and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. This is my favorite verse now. For what other nation is so great as to have their gods near them, the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to him? How awesome and inspiring. May our world say the same things about us. Later on in Deuteronomy, Moses switches to singing his message to the peoples. Another favorite verse of mine is Deuteronomy 32:31. For their rock is not like our rock, as even our enemies concede. These verses are from Old Testament times, long before the birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus, when he made it possible to enter into personal relationship with him by a new and living way, an even better way to draw near. Hebrews 10:19-22 says, therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. God's word is always calling us to draw near. And now, a true story from my own life. In 1957, I returned to the States with another family to continue my high school education, living with an aunt, uncle, and grandfather. My class in the mission boarding school in Nigeria had just been three of us. I was very fearful of attending this huge school in the San Fernando Valley in California of 4,000. The Sunday before school started, my aunt, uncle, and grandpa and I made a trip to see my two older siblings at Westmont College in Santa Barbara. On the way, the Christian radio played a song that greatly ministered to my heart of fear. It said, be thou near me, O my Savior, when my heart is filled with fear. When I fear to face tomorrow, blessed Savior, be thou near. That evening, back at what was now home, I went to bed and heard the same song again on my clock radio. I felt that our Heavenly Father was speaking to me, telling me he would be near me and not to be afraid. And he was near me as I learned about lockers and homerooms, and he gave me a handful of Christian girlfriends to hang out with. So awesome. Lamentations 3:57 was a reality for me. You came near when I called you, and you said, do not fear. Psalm 145:18 says, the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. Not only is he near when we are fearful and call on him, he is also near to those in trouble, those in spiritual battles, the brokenhearted, and the crushed in spirit. Let these verses wash over your soul. Psalm 69:18. Come near and rescue me. Deliver me because of my foes. Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Isaiah 50:8. He who vindicates me is near. Who then can bring charges against me? Psalm 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Pray with me now. Our Father in heaven, our great High Priest Jesus, your word tells us that as we choose to come near you, you will come near to us. I pray for any listening to this message who do not feel near to you. Please draw them to yourself. Encourage them with your words in our scriptures. Show them, as you did to me, that you do answer our prayers when we call on you to be near. We say with the psalmist, "But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds." Amen.